It wasn't easy to be a Democratic lawmaker the past couple sessions, with Republicans holding strong majorities in both the Senate and Assembly. In many cases, all Democrats could do was make noise as the GOP set the agenda. Next session will be different in the Senate, where Democrats will hold an 18-15 edge over the GOP. Madison Democratic Representative Mark Vocan says that also carries over to the Assembly, even though Republicans are still in charge there.
Now they have to work with us. You know, we're much closer in our margins. We still retained the important power spots. And I think that if anyone wants to get anything done, we have to work with the other party. And I think that's a good scenario.
Governor Jim Doyle says the power shift will help him advance his health care agenda and influence how he drafts his budget, although he'll still need to appease Assembly Republicans. To that end, Doyle offered his thoughts on how they should view Tuesday's results.
It seems to me one of the things that happened is that moderate Republicans, I hope, kind of feel like they've won the day here a little bit.
Before the election, it looked like Assembly Majority Leader Mike Hipsch would replace John Gard as the next speaker. But a senior legislative aide says NENA Republican Dean Crawford has expressed interest, and a poor Republican showing this election could work in his favor. Democrats are still negotiating who will be the new boss in the Senate. If there are no shakeups, current Minority Leader Judy Robson stands to take the reins in that chamber. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.